sit down. How are you?
We have a beautiful temple, and I think it's a beautiful temple. I've also been attending the various classes, reading some of the books, and I think it's something we need in this country very badly. In fact, we need in this country very much, in every city, in every town. In fact, for 20 years I was searching for something like this, and I think something exactly what I dreamt of. And there are some very few problems that might come up, because most of the people are sannyasis, they are doing a lot of preaching work. They are unnecessarily bothered with a lot of administrative work. And their administrative work is done by some other people, then they can concentrate more on preaching, which is very necessary.
Yes, unless the monastery is main preaching. They are not meant for material management.
Yes.
They have dedicated their life for spiritual, although this material service is also spiritual. But they are not very much accustomed. Cannot expect very expertly management. But they act if we ask them.
Yeah, out of desire to serve you, they carry out whatever you ask.
They cannot be expired. They are not there, they will have everything. But as soon as there is big establishment, we require a part-time.
Because there are so many different different areas. There is temple management, there is book distribution, there is guest house. Now there is a Gurukul is coming.
We want some expert manager to see to when they cannot manage, it is not their fault.
Yes,
because they are not meant for this.
Mm. It's quite true.
So, if you kindly take on the general management, you are welcome. Money is being squandered, I know. People can save some money.
And then we must try to follow the local customs here. What happens is when people come to the temple, they normally like to offer flowers, special puja, and which might mean that we require more pujaris, and also we need some more public relations, because today there are not many people who can conduct these guests around the visitors who come to worship.
They are coming from different countries.
That's true. So it's difficult for them to really... local people. We have to have local people which know the language and...
Local people, some educated people come there. Then it can be done.
Because I think...
Whatever they are doing, simply by training.
Yes,
there.
In fact, there has to be some sort of training program. Luckily, the Gurukul facilities are there. So even if some young men are taken who are trained in that fashion, they could do quite a lot. And then we are having a major problem in the distribution of some of the literature. You see, Back to Godhead, this seems to be a very powerful magazine. It has always been very dear to you. You started this even in India. And today, unfortunately, it comes 1 year late. And we have about 7,000 members in India. So I was wondering whether we should try to publish it in India now, because the quantity is large enough. And then have some members who are subscribing for the Back to Godhead, because some people are not able to afford the very large membership. Otherwise, we will remain very exclusive. We will not be able to reach the common man. So one of the things is that each man who comes and visits the temple, if he can buy a copy of Back to Godhead magazine, he takes away with him something which he can remember. Otherwise, people come to Mathura, they visit so many temples, and they don't carry any souvenir.
But we're selling our literature here.
Yeah, but that's very old. Some of the copies are very old.
And but they don't know that when they buy it.
And secondly, they don't know that doesn't cover much of the activities in India.
There is no old.
No, it is.
By date, it does not become old.
See, what happens sometimes, you read the magazine, it says the Janamashtami is on the 18th of August. But this year it is possibly on some other date. So, you know, like that, if a person reads, then he feels that...
For him, it is new.
That's true.
But because he did not see it.
That's right. But we are not covering very many activities of India in that. See what is happening
here. That's like Punjika. What is it called that?
Almanac.
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 It is always written there. Nutan Punjika. New Punjika.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may be 50 years old.
Understood. We will read it. I recently bought a book. I bought a 50th anniversary book of
New Almanac. Although you see a 50-year-old almanac, there is new almanac.
So for the person who picks it up, it's new.
Quite right. Actually, it is like the Reader's Digest. I bought recently the 50th anniversary. They published articles which they were from last 50 years, and it looks almost.
I try to suggest to Mr. Meyer that one thing is that before he introduces too many new things, first of all, make the things that are already introduced successful.
Yeah.
First of all, the thing is that the money is unnecessarily squandered. Try to save it.
That's the first point.
Actually, what we need, I just tried to study the results for the last 5 months, and I think that if you can do it department-wise, to find out the individual operations of each area, then only it is possible to do certain improvements, and then the inventory control, with that I think certainly it's a
that you know how to do.
Quite right.
So whether you had some reservations?
Not really. As I said, the only thing is that at the moment I'm managing some 4 to 5 companies where I'm the managing director, and I have some personal guarantees with the bank, 30-40 lakhs. So if I'm to, I can become non-executive. I can give away all the executive powers to my colleague who can manage the company, and I can come away. It may require just going to some board meeting once in 3 months just to complete
that's
some formality.
Nothing, but you mentioned that you have some reservation that here that your activities will be checked or something.
Well, here the problem is that, you see, I was just wondering what is the form of management, because it may happen that I attended one of the committee meetings the other day when GBC was here from Bombay, and I was not able to really find out that there's somebody who normally to take certain action, there'll have to be one person who has to be given some guidelines, and then he must take action. But then for every little thing, if he has to go to a committee, it'll only delay things. One can't really act in because in committee, you see, there are different people, they have different opinion, and it's very difficult to get the consensus of all the different ideas. So I think these, it's good to have a committee meeting where the man reports the performance evaluation. Like we have, I attended a meeting in England where Jayatirtha Prabhu was.
Who?
Jayatirtha Prabhu. He was having conducting a meeting on a Sunday, and they were trying to take the stock of what had happened in the week and what was the target for the next week. That kind of a meeting is very, because then there are some statistics. We have some performance of what happened and what we wish to do.
So you have to develop, yeah. You have to teach them how to do that.
Quite right.
But you had some, he had a reservation, just like that, before any change like this can be made, Akshayananda Maharaj should also be acceptable to this proposal, because right now he's managing everything himself. So,
that is what I say. There is no personal.
Right.
Whatever I order.
I mean, he has to hear that from you. That's what I was trying to indicate.
And I'll give you what I need.
Yeah, he's completely surrendered.
There is no problem. Although, let us practically see that what has happened by changing.
You have to show some results now.
Doing something and not doing whatever I ordered.
Okay. Well, this may mean certain major reorganizations in terms of the managing accounts and various other personnel. So it will have to be.
They'll do anything, whatever I want.
So that is fine. I said, that way it is very convenient, because Prabhupada is, you know, guiding us, then we can. Okay. That is all that I require, Gurudev, because I am managing only people, and as Prabhu said, it's more spiritual management here. It's not just purely material management.
So let me see practically that what is the 13,000?
No, I just trying to do a quick study. I was trying to find out what are the various sets of expenses. Yeah. And I found that the
if somebody said, then I said, no, that is spread.
Okay.
So this is what Prabhupada is going to look for.
We would actually have a two-way program. One is to get in more money, and the other is to save what's going out. But today the altered donations are not even 1,000 rupees a month. In some months, it's only 845 rupees in a month. And the average is only 1,600. Our prashad sales is about 2,600. Main money that's coming is Sangeetan parties. They keep going out and bringing in a lot of money. And there's something coming from donations. But the generation here is very limited. I think that's what we really need to attack.
I don't know what's up. I mean, So, Mr. Maya should begin. And your divine grace will talk with Akshayananda Maharaj.
This night I...
So, what will Akshayananda Maharaj, he'll be for preaching?
Whatever may be.
Mr. Meyer was saying that he, Akshayananda Maharaj, can remain as the president, and he can do preaching work. They need a good preacher here, and let him do all the management.
That will be done.
Let Akshayananda concentrate on preaching to the people who come here, making members.
Yes.
You know, classes.
That's at the moment, the quality of our programs is very poor.
So let him.
That's one of the biggest problems. Why people, I think they're not sticking on, and you know.
Whatever I will say to the people.
That's a fact. We're all like that.
But what's the quality of your program?
There is no problem. I will manage that. That makes me right to that.
So now it's on YouTube, starting tomorrow, to show something.
I was wondering whether I could request Srila Prabhupada for initiation.
He wants to be initiated, Srila Prabhupada.
I could have your blessings to start the work, I thought.
Yes, I agree, I have all my blessings.
Do you want him to be initiated just now or wait some time?
That is.
He wants to. You have to shave your head to get initiated.
No, sorry.
Can you do that?
Yes.
How will you be able to do it?
I can come back to the company, sorry. Once, you know, Sri Krishna, I don't need any question of.
If he works out nicely, it'll be very good. So, when do you want to get initiated?
Anytime Maharaj is.
So I can consult Pandaji for an auspicious day.
Every day is
That's why you're able to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, Shilpa.
In Madras we have got very peculiar people. There is Rahu Kalam. 1.5 hours every day, nobody does any work. Monday, 7:30 to 9, there's some times of the day they say very bad. So people don't start anything new, they don't do anything worthwhile. Just in the afternoon there is Ramagandam, so there are always means and ways of postponing things. So, as Guru was saying the other day, somebody said that it's not auspicious to sleep on the north side. So then he said, I don't have a head, so it doesn't matter which side the square to. That is.
So, if tomorrow we could have this, or a day after tomorrow perhaps, it'll take a day to get ingredients. Day after tomorrow is alright?
No, Wednesday is a good day.
No, today is Friday.
I'm sorry,
so the day after tomorrow
Sunday.
Will be Sunday.
Tomorrow, Sunday.
Sunday morning. Actually, Mr. Maya came here to get initiated. He had no idea to come here and to become a manager here. His originally, before he went back to Madras to get his wife, he just came here to think because he heard that you were very ill. And he didn't know where your position would be, so he rushed here, stopping all his work simply to take initiation.
It is Krishna's. It is great.
One year I was reading books and listening to the tapes, and when I...
What is your first name?
Krishan.
Good name. His first name is Krishan. His name is Krishan Maya.
I had a grand uncle in the family. He named all the brothers after God. My eldest brother, he's in Dunlop's. He's already met you several times in Mayapur. He's one of the first members of ISKCON from there. He was called Ram Prem Narayan Singh Maya. So teacher found the name is too long. She dropped the Ram. So she kept, is now Prem Narayan Singh Maya. Then my doctor brother in America, he's Bridge Narayan. In Bangalore, there's one Har Narayan Singh. I'm the youngest and I was told that I named myself Krishan. I don't know how it... So that's how the name came into view.
So keep it on Sunday.
All right, sure. There's a letter from Vasudev, Deoji Kunja. Would you like to hear it? It says I met Hari Suri in Australia last week. He went to Australia. He and I have agreed upon August 28th for the date of opening the Sri Krishna Kaliya Temple. It says, people here are very anxious for this event to take place. The deities are to arrive on July 18th, according to Rameshwar Swami, who also will be coming to the opening ceremonies. Rameshwar Swami has also told us that he will send money to Dhananjaya to make clothes, crowns, and jewels for the deities. Hari Suri will be sending money to Yasodhananda Swami to come. And as luggage, he can carry the clothes, jewels, crowns, etc. for the opening if possible. We are sending our balance sheets for your inspection. Hope this meets you in good health. P.S. Book distribution is increasing 200% this month as desired. Doubling it. They also wrote in that he has to double the book distribution. He says, local people are enthusiastic to distribute Prabhupada's literature. He sent a very professional balance sheet. Chartered accountant.
He did.
Man is
these good. Things you will have to take.
He's going to learn from his very good management.
He is the proper.
This man is the biggest businessman in Lokaka, Fiji, and his brother is the mayor, and he became initiated disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And personally, he has organized the society and collected all the funds and built a beautiful temple with Krishna Kaliya deity.
That is, Shonan Maharaj is going for the opening.
Yeah.
Fiji. Very nice.
Very business-like how he set this count sheet.
It's beautiful. So exact. You know, it's not wasted any.
He's a good businessman. Deoji Kunja. His name is Deoji Kunja.
His father was a goldsmith. Very humble position. They're religious man. Brahmananda, not with them.
I don't think Brahmananda will go. Too costly for them. They can't afford it. I'm glad that they're inviting you so to know much. I think it may be too difficult for you to go there at this time, sure. Not fun. You should stick to your principle that until you're completely. The only thing that can make you move out of Vrindavan is Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari.
In Bombay.
That
is a very big event.
For them, you will do anything.
because actually they have done everything for you, Srila Prabhupada. You asked them to stand there despite.
Jayatirtha Prabhu was telling me the entire story, how Srila Prabhupada moved into his, it was not even completed and all the devotees had to.
Oh, recently.
Yes, I was in England about some time back, it was possibly 8 weeks ago. They are having some very ambitious plans.
Mrs. Singhal, she wrote a letter.
Dr.
Singhal's wife?
His wife.
Mm. She wrote you a letter. Very feelingful letter.
Mm-hmm. You see, it's very adept.
You want to hear the letter? She said, "Our most revered Guru Maharaj, my crores of charan and bandham at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and at the lotus feet of our revered Guruji. When you were here, we could not have your darshan due to your illness. And after that, you left Bombay and went to Vrindavan. We pray to the Lord Krishna for your life, and our Lord Krishna is so kind that he again heard our prayers. And now you are better. We are informed by the devotees that Guru Maharaj is better. May Lord Krishna give you a long life, happiness, and good health, and your stay with us for a few more years. We were in dark, and you have enlightened our life and taught us real religion. You shower your blessings on us. I always feel your presence near me, always in the heart. We want you, your life is very essential for us. Kindly, Guru Maharaj, take care of your health. We believe in both prayer and medicines. So kindly do not neglect yourself. Your dream of Bombay ISKCON Temple has come true. It is just like Krishna's palace in Dwarka." She says, "It is a top building at Juhu and Vilapala. Now I close my letter with my prayers for your good health. Your faithful devotee, Nirmala Singhal."
The plan that I promised.
Actually, I think the mentioning England that if we double the book distribution, then Srila Prabhupada will improve.
Everywhere book selling is.
Everywhere it's just going on doubling. That's how the, I think, all over the world people are looking forward to your good health and guidance. Sometimes I wonder that.
Looking forward to the Srimad Bhagavatam, mm-hmm. 10th, 11th, and 12th cantos. That is what we're all.
Yes.
We're awaiting that. The whole world waits for Prabhupada's books. We get letters from all over the world. One woman praised her. She says that she has read all 9 cantos. Now she's stuck. She can't come on the 10th canto until he finishes. And you already said that she shouldn't, you know, that we should not read the bogus versions.
Right.
So she can't go into the 10th canto until we come out with our own edition.